Savitri, Book 5, The Book of Love, Canto 2, Satyavan, from the bottom of page 395 to the bottom of page 397. In the nameless light of two approaching eyes, a swift and fated turning of her days appeared and stretched to a gleam of unknown worlds. Then, trembling with the mystic shock, her heart moved in her breast and cried out like a bird who hears his mate upon a neighboring bough. Hooves trampling fast, wheels largely stumbling ceased, the chariot stood like an arrested wind. And Satyavan looked out from his soul's doors and felt the enchantment of her liquid voice fill his youth's purple ambience and endured the haunting miracle of a perfect face. Mastered by the honey of a strange flower mouth, drawn to soul spaces opening round a brow, he turned to the vision like a sea to the moon and suffered a dream of beauty and of change, discovered the aureole around a mortal's head, adored a new divinity in things. His self-bound nature foundered as in fire. His life was taken into another's life. The splendid lonely idols of his brain fell prostrate from their bright sufficiencies, as at the touch of a new infinite, to worship a godhead greater than their own. An unknown imperious force drew him to her. Marveling, he came across the golden sward. Gaze met close gaze and clung in sight's embrace. A visage was there, noble and great and calm, as if encircled by a halo of thought, a span, an arch of meditating light, as though some secret nimbus half was seen, her inner vision still remembering new. A forehead that wore the crown of all her past, two eyes her constant and eternal stars, comrade and sovereign eyes that claimed her soul, lids known through many lives, large frames of love. He met in her regard his future's gaze, a promise and a presence and a fire, saw an embodiment of aeonic dreams, a mystery of the rapture for which all yearns in this world of brief mortality, made in material shape his very own. This golden figure, given to his grasp, hid in its breast the key of all his aims, a spell to bring the immortals bliss on earth, to mate with heaven's truth our mortal thought, to lift earth hearts nearer the eternal's sun. In these great spirits, now incarnate here, love brought down power out of eternity to make of life his new undying base. His passion surged a wave from fathomless deeps. It leaped to earth from far forgotten heights, but kept its nature of infinity. On the dumb bosom of this oblivious globe, although as unknown beings we seem to meet, our lives are not aliens, nor as strangers join, moved to each other by a causeless force. The soul can recognize its answering soul across dividing time, and on life's roads, absorbed, rapt traveler, turning, it recovers familiar splendors in an unknown face, and touched by the warning finger of swift love, it thrills again to an immortal joy wearing a mortal body for delight. There is a power within that knows beyond our knowings. We are greater than our thoughts, and sometimes earth unveils that vision here. To live, to love, are signs of infinite things. Love is a glory from eternity's spheres.